At 16 minutes past 8, the Sinn Féin president Gerry Adams has acknowledged that the IRA did investigate allegations of sex abuse and, on occasion, shot or expelled alleged sex offenders. In a lengthy statement issued last night, he said that the IRA ultimately failed victims of sex offenders, but continued to refute allegations made by Belfast woman Maria Cahill, who last week said she was raped by a senior member of the IRA and interrogated by the IRA in the late 1990s. Gerry Adams isn't available to us this morning. Sinn Féin TD Desi Ellis spoke to us earlier, first on his understanding of how the IRA investigated claims of sex abuse.
No, but I'm just saying what I said was that the IRA did carry out, if any member was accused of anything, and it was across the board, that they would deal with that internally. They would investigate it, and that's what I said. I didn't specifically mention anything to do with child abuse, but that is a well-known fact, you know.
So if it was alleged against a member of the IRA or a Republican that they had raped or abused somebody, how would that have been investigated?
Well, I wasn't being part, so I wouldn't know. But all I would say is that if there was an allegation made against any member of the IRA, it would be investigated.
How?
And there would be a team set up to investigate it. And that team would be chosen by Republicans that would have a good standing.
And how would they do that investigation?
Well, I honestly don't know, because I wouldn't have been involved in it, you know.
Gerry Adams is quoted on his blog last night as saying, "Despite the high standards and decency of the vast majority of IRA volunteers, IRA personnel were singularly ill-equipped to deal with these matters." And he's referring to child abuse and to rape. The IRA on occasion shot alleged sex offenders or expelled them. While this may have been expedient at the time, it was not appropriate. Did you know they were doing that at the time?
Well, I didn't know any specific case, but I just knew that if there was an allegation made against anyone, it would be investigated, and if a person was found guilty, then it may be dealt with, but depending on the seriousness of it, it would be dealt in a certain way.
He also went on to say, but these actions were of their time and reflected not only a community at war, but also an attitude within Ireland which did not then understand or know, as we now do, how deeply embedded abuse is in our society. He's acknowledging, therefore, that the Republican movement didn't handle child abuse and rape very well.
Well, I don't think anyone would have been equipped to deal with that issue in I think it requires certain skills, certain training, and this should be left up to the people that specialise in those areas of investigation. And I think that's, I think it goes without saying, because you have to remember there would have been tens of thousands of Republicans that came through prison or that were involved in the struggle for well over 30 years. So you had a situation that the police were not acceptable. The areas across the board had to be policed in some manner, and unfortunately the IRA had the role in policing.
An attitude within Ireland which did not then understand or know, as we now do, how deeply embedded abuse is in our society. That sounds very reminiscent of the kind of language that the Catholic Church used to explain why they covered up and moved on abusers themselves.
And I don't believe for one minute anything was covered up, and I don't believe there was any sort of circle or otherwise that was covering up these things. I think I think there was mechanisms found in terms of dealing with that and passing on the information through other sources to go to the police or to go to someone else to deal with this.
Shooting or expelling them?
Well, I mean, that's something I'm not aware of, the extent of that. But all I'm saying is that there would have been some mechanism found to deal with a situation if a person was found guilty.
Last week, when Maria Cahill made her claims through Spotlight that the IRA had investigated allegations of abuse themselves internally, several members of Sinn Féin denied that this had happened. Is Maria Cahill now vindicated?
No, well, I made it clear, when I said myself, you know, that there was investigations. If an allegation was made against someone, there would have been an investigation. And if in Maria Cahill's case there was an allegation, it would have been investigated.
But several members of your own party, including Piers Doherty, when asked if the IRA and Sinn Féin had dealt internally with cases of abuse, had said no, that was unfounded and untrue, to quote him.
Well, I'd say that they probably didn't know. And likewise, I wouldn't know about cases being investigated. I just think that that's the case, that a lot of people wouldn't have known.
Do you accept, therefore, that Maria Cahill's contention that the Republican movement internally dealt with these abuse allegations is now true?
Well, I can't speak on any specific case because I'm not sure myself. But if she made an allegation, and with her family connections, Joe Cahill was a senior Republican and she was related to him, I'd assume that if an allegation was made, it would have been investigated, but I don't know specifically myself.
But as I said, she had claimed that she was interrogated by the Republican movement, interrogated by the IRA over abuse allegations, and Gerry Adams and other members of your party have said that that's not how the party dealt with abuse allegations. Is she now vindicated?
And I'm not, as I said, I don't know. I don't know specifically in her case what the procedure was. All I can say is that if an allegation was made, it would have been investigated and people would have been interviewed.
Is she owed an apology?
Well, I think anyone that went through any trauma as a result of what is a perceived investigation, I think, it was wrong and it should never have happened.
The story on the front page of the Daily Mirror this morning, British spies recruited pedo IRA chief, and this refers to Joe Cahill, the granduncle of Maria Cahill. What do you make of it?
I just don't listen to nonsense because I don't believe Joe Cahill for 1 minute was a very senior Republican and a great Republican, so I just wouldn't listen to nonsense.
What do you make of the timing of it?
Well, I think the timing and everything is when the Republican movement has been seen to be doing well, riding high in the polls, then you see all these attacks on the Republican movement, and I don't think it's any coincidence.
Sinn Féin TD, Desi Ellis.